Darwin.
Whether it's your night to cook or time for takeaway,
can I take your order, please?
Vicky Kerrigan can drive you through to six on 105.7 ABC Darwin.
27 past four, time to look to the future this afternoon. It might even be the future of your holiday, which might just be a couple of weeks away. When you travel overseas, are you particularly aware of your surroundings, more so than you would be in your own community? It's usually the answer to that question might be yes. Sometimes, though, you may actually look at me and say, well, I actually feel safer outside of my own community. Let's talk this afternoon with our futurist, Marcus Barber. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Vicky.
You've just been in Pakistan.
I have indeed. I was fortunate enough to get invited across to Islamabad to do some work over there.
Now, Islamabad, Pakistan, that isn't a country which I would immediately think of as a place where I would feel pretty safe compared to Australia. How about you?
Oh, no, I was actually delightfully safe, but Islamabad's not too dissimilar to Canberra in that the locals there say, well, now that you're in Islamabad, you're only 25 kilometres from Pakistan, because they say in order to see the real Pakistan, you need to go to Rawalpindi. So it's sort of Canberra versus maybe Melbourne versus Sydney versus Darwin type thing.
Okay. And so in Islamabad, you felt perfectly safe?
Yeah, no, drumroll. Look, it was unusual to walk around and see people standing around with shotguns and submachine guns on pretty much every corner. But there was no sense of edginess in that. And before I went, I checked the Smart Traveller website, the federal government's website put together by DFAT for travellers. And, you know, they said, look, be careful if you're in the area and all that sort of stuff. And so I certainly was concerned before going. But wandering around there, it was... Yeah, no problem whatsoever.
So, you know, if I was to believe the media reports that I listen to about Islamabad, about Pakistan overall, and I am not familiar with the distinction about what you said of Islamabad being more like Canberra than, you know, Rawalpindi,
sure.
But if I was to believe what I actually hear, I would have actually thought that I would be safer here in Australia than in Pakistan. And if I was to read the Smart Traveller website, then I would follow those guidelines as well. Who am I supposed to believe, Marcus?
Ah, well, that's a good question. Look, I think by and large for most travellers that the Smart Traveller websites are certainly a good source of information, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everything you read should be believed. So the challenge is, how do you know the people you listen to are right? What source of information do you look for? And so I was probably in an advantageous position to be having conversations with people in Pakistan at the time that gave me a slightly different view of the world from the one I was getting from official areas.
But what if you don't have access to people like you had access to?
Then you believe the best source of information you have available to you, and if that is the federal government Smart Traveller website, I would highly recommend you follow that lead. So for me, in terms of going to Islamabad, I certainly went in there cautious because the website said, look, you know, if you can avoid travelling there, please do so. And I must, you know, we need to be careful here. I'm not talking about the whole of Pakistan. Islamabad is the capital of Pakistan. It's very well structured, big, wide open streets, a lot of administrative workers there. Outside of Islamabad, there are certainly likely to be areas where the tension is far higher. But I didn't get any sense of unease whilst walking around Islamabad at all for the 10 days I was there.
If we compare it to Australia, are there places in Australia where you have felt uneasy?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. I went to a local town in New South Wales, not far from Byron, which has been well touted as being a
the marijuana capital of Australia, the birth of the Age of Aquarius movement.
Yes, all that sort of stuff, colourful tie-dye T-shirts, all that sort of stuff.
Nimbin.
And I didn't want to mention it because, you know, no doubt I'll get a phone call from the Nimbin Tourist Agency telling me that I need to pull my head in. But I was walking around there with my family, and, yeah, my kids are fairly young. And walking through the streets at the time we were there, I felt far less at ease than I had in Islamabad. There was a degree of edginess and concern about it to the point where we really didn't feel comfortable staying in that location for very long, which is a huge disappointment to me.
Interesting, Marcus. And nobody warned you about going to Nimbin, did they?
In fact, there were buses encouraging us to go. We drove there ourselves so we could manage our own thing. But yeah, and there are other parts of Australia that I've been, and I'm sure Lucerne's have been the same, where, I mean, if I talk about Melbourne, you know, King Street in Melbourne which is the nightclub scene, is one place that I now avoid. I wouldn't go anywhere near it because the incidents of concern there for random attacks on people, you know, I didn't sense any of that in Islamabad, despite the weaponry. I wouldn't go anywhere near King Street in Melbourne if I could avoid it.
It's so interesting we're having this conversation because I bumped into a friend earlier today who's about to head to India, and as is often the case when people go to India for the first time, they're kind of freaking out a bit because they've heard a lot of the bad stories. But my experience having travelled to India a couple of times now is that I've always had an incredibly blessed and beautiful time as long as you surrender to India. And so she was freaking out, and she kind of looked at me and she said, but who should I believe? Should I believe you or should I believe all the guidebooks? And I said, well, it's up to you. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's the challenge, isn't it? To some extent, the better informed we are, from a futures point of view, this is a futures trip you're about to make, whether it's 3 months, 6 months or 10 days. Do your research. Don't just take the first set of advice from your neighbour next door or Harry across the fence. Do a little bit more research and see what else might be possible for you, because sometimes I think we restrict our movements based on fear of the unknown as opposed to the possibility of exploring the unknown with open eyes and a degree of caution as required.
I like that. Our philosopher and futurist, Marcus Barber. Thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Marcus Barber on 105.7 ABC Darwin. Don't be restricted by the fear, but of course be sensible in your travels, but don't be restricted by the